I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Two events occurred on Sunday. Commanders tight end John Bates returned to the field. That's a fact. And the Commanders ran the hell out of the football. That's also a fact.
Yeah.
I don't think they're a coincidence. What's up, John? How are you?
Guys, doing good. How about yourselves?
Good, man. I saw you working early, John. I told him I was watching you do y'all little get your base right and then watching the game, and you look exactly like you did in practice.
Oh yeah, man. That's what our coach preaches, man. Once you get to game day, nothing should change from what you do throughout the week. It's everything you do at practice, from your base fundamentals to how you do stuff in practice, translates to the game, and he preaches the heck out of that. So we try to keep things simple and do what we do and have it translate over in the game day.
Well, B was saying it seemed like you picked Coach Rye up and drove him about 15 yards down the field.
Yeah, that happens sometimes when getting off the ball the right way. But it's all good. So,
well, dude, that win in L.A., knowing that you guys had started slow on the road, Dan Quinn had been honest about that. You get down 10-0 early. And then Kwan's able to force that fumble, and then the offense is able to get it going from there. What did that – where were you? When did you see it? Because I know sometimes you're talking to a coach or whatever. You might not be watching every snap. Like, what was your reaction when Kwan makes the play, you guys get the ball back?
Yeah, I was stoked. It was kind of funny because we got down 10-0, and I was sitting on the sideline. Might have been after we punted the ball or something. I was actually sitting next to Colson Yankoff, and I was talking to him, and I just, like, had this feeling. I was like, dude, like, I got a feeling like the ball's going to – like, our defense is going to get the ball out. And it might have been a few plays before that Kwan fumble. There might have been a hit on the sideline that someone hit the running back going out, and the ball came out late on the sideline, was out of bounds. And then a couple plays later, I want to say Kwan – squirted that ball out. And so I was stoked. I don't know what it was. I just had a feeling that, like, something was going to happen. And then obviously that was the spark that we needed for a team, was to get that turnover. And something that we've been really preaching from a defensive, you know, perspective is forcing turnovers and getting the ball back into our offensive hands. And then obviously another spark was that, you know, that deep pass from Jaden to Luke, making that incredible catch down the middle of the field, really gave our offense another huge spark and kind of went rolling from there. So, some huge plays on both sides of the ball to get things going.
Hey, blocking for different running backs, you know, it entails different things. What is it about Bill, about his running game, that makes it easy or difficult to block for?
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world,
DSW is there.
And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I mean, he makes it easier, I think, to block because, like, I mean, you could be in a great position or in a bad position. And Bill's, I mean, he's shown he's going to make guys miss, and especially that first guy. He's always going to make that initial first miss. And so whether things are going good from a, or bad from a blocking perspective, you know, he's got that ability to make plays. I've told people he kind of reminds me of a NBA flashing point guard, just the way that he's able to be elusive and cut and accelerate, you know, stop and start. And so he's a special player, man, and it's great, great guy to have on our team.
What do you say about Bill, though, just locker room? He seems like he always has this big smile on his face, like he's really humble about what is happening, and he's still – it almost seems like he still kind of can't believe it, that that he's an NFL running back and it's going so well.
Yeah, no, Bill's super humble dude. Like, come in and worked his tail off, and there's no ego when he shows up to the door, man. Like, he just puts his head down and works and, you know, gives it everything out there for us. And so he's come in and he's done a great job so far, and just does a great job of, you know, not getting too high or too low, which I think is – really important for a young player is to everyone, like, when things are going good, it's easy to feel good, but you know, he's got the right mindset for sure.
How good was it, you think, John, in your mind, for the team to be able to, like, you started off slow, but then you all came roaring back and seemed to just take over that game? And how do you keep that going into the next game and games after?
It was huge, man. It's just, I think it's just the team playing complementary football. Obviously, the fumble and the big offensive shot down the field was helpful, but we got a team full of guys that believe in each other and aren't going to flinch when things get hard, and it shows. And it was just really great for us. And, you know, at the end of the game, too, when we needed to run the ball and go 99 yards down the field to finish the thing, we were – able to put the control of the game in our hands and run the ball when we needed to, which I think was awesome for us as an offensive unit, just being able to have that control and handle all the different blitzes and fronts and different things that they were trying to do up front for us. We were able to handle that as an offense. And so I think that was crucial, giving us the confidence going forward to, if we need to get into a situation where we need to run the ball to win and finish out the game, like, we can do it. And so I think that was just really crucial for us from a confidence standpoint going forward.
Absolutely. Talking with Commanders tight end John Bates here on the Rude guest hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. If you want, you can give John a follow at @JJohnBates. I got to ask, your social media handles, I think both Instagram and Twitter are @JJohnBates. Is John your middle name?
John's the first name.
What's up with the two
J's? I used to have a different handle back in the day, and my wife was like, you just need to make this thing way more simple than it was before. So we just went with that to keep it as simple as possible.
What was the old one? Now we might be trying to track down a John Bates burner out there.
I know. It was pretty simple too. It was like, it might have been my name with a couple different numbers that I used in high school. It was it was still simple, but she figured it'd probably make it a little bit easier to find me if I just kept it pretty straightforward to my name. So.
One of the funniest things, I think, I'm going to ask you about a fellow tight end, John. Travis Kelce is obviously a Hall of Fame player, Super Bowl winner, now is engaged to Taylor Swift. His star has grown so exponentially.
Yeah.
So imagine what his Instagram and Twitter followers are like. But do you know what his handle is?
What?
At Killa Trav. Because I think he probably started in college or something. Like, at least you never.
He has that vibe, though. Killa Trav.
At least you never have one like that, John.
Hey, yeah, no, the Swifties are probably a little bit surprised when I see that. But no, he's got quite the following now with the whole Taylor Swift thing. So. Good for him, though.
We noticed it being in the stands. I heard all of the people from when we were in Atlanta, even up there in L.A., had a lot of Commanders fans. Do y'all hear that? Because when the defense was on the field, it's like they took over.
Mm-hmm.
The Commanders fan. Do you all hear it, like, knowing you got that much representation on the road?
Oh, yeah, big time. No, it was like I mean, when you get there, you kind of like coming out. I always kind of just take a look at the crowd just to like soak in the moment and the environment and everything. And you see like the red out there. But I mean, man, when we were, you know, getting stops on defense and sacks and big plays down the field on offense, I mean, the fan base really showed out for that LA game. And it's huge because, yeah. I mean, I think as players, like we really do thrive off of that environment and the crowd noise and the engagement from the fans. And so that definitely plays a big part of it, especially, you know, you get down early 10-0 and we make a couple of big plays. Like, not only does the play drive the confidence of the team and that energy, but so does the fan base. And so those fans showed out big for us in LA, man. And hoping we get, you know, obviously the home game on Monday night's going to be crucial too. Just the fans bringing the noise and the energy for us. And we definitely thrive off that for sure.
Yeah. We're going to start telling everybody, if you don't want to go to the game, make sure you sell it to a Commanders fan. Hell with these Chicago Bears fans. Make them sit outside the stadium.
I like that. But, hey, John, I'm curious, man. Last year you guys played Chicago, and everybody knows how it ended with the Hail Mary, right?
Yeah.
Is that on your mind going into this?
No. Because last year is last year, and it's in the past. And obviously the moment was probably one of the most unreal moments in a lot of people's football lives. But it's two new teams, two new years. And so you can't get caught up in, you know, what happened last year and everything like that. You just got to approach this game as another game, a new team, and try to go out there and execute and make plays and come out of there with a win.
There you go.
John, we really appreciate you doing this with us every week, man. It's been a lot of fun, and maybe next week it's talking after you guys beat the Bears on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, let's go. Excited to get back on with you guys next week. Always appreciate you guys, man.
All right, man. Take care. Commanders tight end John Bates. I've really been enjoying these, man.
Yep.
And it was a cool moment. You were right there. I don't know if you happen to notice, but so the players in LA at every game, they kind of do their final huddle, then they run back into the locker room for the official intros, and that's the last moment they get to see their family because they clear the sidelines. And, you know, everybody was focused on Jaden going to see his mom, which was a really cool moment. But John, I just happened to be standing there. John ran over to his wife. She was holding both their babies. Everybody hugged and just got ready for the game. It was just so nice to see easy guy to root for. I don't know if that's how you would describe Barstool Nate, but he'll join us at noon.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.